Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiya, it is the Bite Size Show. I'm Chloe Bloxham and I'm here to round up today's LFC news and update. It is Friday, the 10th of February, 2023. And to be perfectly honest, with it being the end of the week, there's not major news. But Liverpool do face Everton at Anfield in that Merseyside derby on Monday night. So Jurgen Klopp has had his press conference today. So I think the best place to start is to give you some Liverpool squad updates. And to begin with, we're going to talk about the returning players who could potentially feature in the derby. And the closest one that Jurgen Klopp has mentioned is Diogo Jota. We were all very, very happy to see him back in the training photos over the last couple of days. Jurgen has said that he's trained normally now for 2 days already. He's got 3 more training sessions to do, where hopefully he can just get through them, not get a reoccurring injury of some sort. And then potentially he could be in contention for Monday night. It's very, very clear that we need to be careful with Diogo Jota, but to even just have him on the bench and bring him on for 10-15 would be a real big game changer. Great to see him back. He obviously needs more minutes before we get to that Madrid game, which I think we all really had that game in sight for him to be back. So he does need to get some minutes under his belt, build up, you know, his fitness, and hopefully in the coming weeks he can return to full fitness and obviously start some games. But Jota is in contention, hopefully, as long as everything over the next 3 days goes well. You could see Jota playing for Liverpool at some point on Monday night, and hopefully he has a big influence, because we already know our attackers so far haven't been ruthless, haven't been clinical enough in recent games. You've got Gakpo coming into a side. He's only just signed, still got to learn, obviously, every little detail that Jurgen Klopp likes him to know to play the style that we do. And to be fair, all of that information being lobbed at you at the same time as the rest of the squad being a bit crap, it's really not helping him. Nunes has had a little niggle here and there. He came back for the Wolves game. He missed a massive one-on-one chance in that game as well to get us back into it. So, you know, it's not been easy for those two. Salah has been off his form as well. He's been a bit, you know, distant. He's not even been in half the games. You'd forget that he was playing at times. So maybe the addition of Jota would be really, really important, not just because he's a fresh face, a bit more energy, you can see what he's about, but also his link up with Salah. They know each other better than Salah does with Gakpo or Nunes. So hopefully, you know, the familiarity of being those two in the front three would be great for Liverpool. But yeah, let's hope that he is back. Moving on then, we've got Roberto Firmino. Bobby's the next one closer after Diogo Jota. I think they said they have to see how he goes over the next couple of days. He didn't say if he'd be in contention. He didn't really give much away. To be fair, he just said that after Jota, Bobby is the next in line, who is closest to coming back. Hopefully, even if we could just get him on the bench, that'd be good as well. You know, Bobby was in some of the best form he's been in quite a while before he got injured, and that injury wasn't supposed to be as long as it is. Well, it has been. So it'd be really good to see him on the bench. I'm not too sure that we'll see that, but if he is the next closest and he's got 3 more training days, including obviously today, hopefully he'll feature in some capacity. After that then, we've got Artur, who Jürgen Klopp said was in a similar boat as Roberto Firmino. So these are obviously players that we're just not going to risk because we really do need them, especially for that Madrid game, because genuinely our entire season could be up by the end of February if, you know, those games in the Champions League don't go well for us. So they won't be risked. We know Jürgen Klopp. If there's any slight chance that they could get another injury or re-injure them the same injury, that they just won't be risked. But maybe featuring on the bench, getting 10-15, you know, being back at Anfield, getting the roar, getting the energy of, you know, if the crowd needs something to cling off the last 15 minutes, to have one of those back. And something that we can, you know, sing the songs and really get into, that would be helpful for Liverpool, not just from a perspective on the pitch, but also making sure the energy is up in the stands. So yeah, Artur, similar to Bobby, probably won't see him, but to be fair, once again, he just said similar, so we couldn't, we really don't know. We've got to wait till Monday to see what kind of squad we have available. But hopefully he will be back in the next couple of weeks. Moving on then, the last one that he mentioned who was returning was Virgil van Dijk. And he said he is closer, but I don't think he'll be ready for Everton. Which therefore makes me assume that the three previous names he said, obviously Jota, Firmino and Artur, do have a chance of being in contention then, surely. If Virgil he just completely ruled out altogether instantly, I'm pretty sure that not saying that for the other three means that they should have some sort of playing time, or at least being available to be named in the squad. So yeah, Virgil is a bit closer, still a couple of weeks away, not for Everton. More hopeful for Newcastle. Hopefully we'll see him retain in the matchday squad for that Newcastle game, which is obviously next weekend. But he is not available for Everton. But it's great to see them back in training. I think Virgil took part in some part of training, but not every single part, which is the difference between him and Jota. Jota's returned to full training. Virgil, I think, is in non-contact, but he's obviously being featured in some part of the training drills.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Sadly, then, I'm here with more bad news, because it's Liverpool Football Club, and this season has just been absolutely horrific so far. The end of the press conference, Jürgen Klopp did admit, and to be fair on this matter, he really didn't know how much he was allowed to say. He didn't know what he was allowed to say from the doctors or the press or whoever is basically telling him what the guidelines of what he can admit to. But Thiago has a hip issue, which has prevented him from training this week. He is now a doubt for the derby. And like I mentioned, we get these players back. You can hear about the, you know, some of them might be available to play or be in the squad. But don't worry, because, you know, we'll give you back three players potentially, but we'll take one of your main midfielders who plays week in, week out here. So that is more bad news, especially for our midfield. We don't have loads of bodies there. We don't have enough quality there at the moment. So maybe, you know, that is another big hit for us, especially Thiago. Sometimes he's all right. Once again, everyone's been pretty poor so far this season. But Thiago, you just feel like if he's on it, he can influence the game so much. So that is a big miss if he is out for that derby. But like I said, Jürgen didn't know what he was allowed to say. He didn't want to say too much. And ultimately, he has a hip issue, which if he's not been training so far, he's got... I don't think he would have trained today. I'm not too sure. As of recording, the pictures from that training day haven't came out yet. So I'm not 100% sure if he's in training today. But if he isn't, then he's literally got 2 days. And I'm not too sure that he even starts. If he gets those 2 days of training, maybe he comes off the bench. But another massive blow for Liverpool, hopefully. It's not a long-term injury. But once again, Jürgen didn't give an expected time out. He didn't, you know, tell us much about the injury. So he is in doubt at the moment, but to be perfectly honest, for all we know, he could be ruled out. For all we know, he actually might start the game. You just never know, because this is clearly a recent injury that they've not really wanted to speak about, but they have in the end. And, you know, it's one where it's just, it was expected. When you see signs of several players coming back, you just know this season something else is going to take away from that moment, and it has. We get three back, but then we lose Thiago. So, it kind of, I'm sick and tired of it, really. Moving on then, I've got three more stories for you, and I've decided because it is Friday afternoon, we can all, you know, believe in some transfer news. We can... I'm one of them who doesn't really like to listen to the transfer news, but it might be entertaining for a lot of you. So I will give you some of the highlights of who Liverpool have been linked with. 90 Min, let's start there, are reporting that Liverpool and Newcastle United have both held talks over a possible move for Bayer Leverkusen centre-half Jonathan Tarr. Tarr is interested in a move to the Premier League in the near future, and a number of sides have explored a potential deal. It is, well, 90 Min understands that both Liverpool and Newcastle spoke about the situation and the possibility of maybe a January transfer window. So you don't know, that could have been in the background of Liverpool. We obviously didn't get that done. We only signed Gakpo in January, but maybe we were speaking to Jonathan Tarr. He's a decent centre-half, to be fair to him. I haven't seen much of him because it is the Bundesliga. But from what I've seen, he looks like a unit. He looks like a solid centre-half. And with the idea that Matip might be leaving in the summer, maybe we do have one eye. We need to bring in another centre-half anyway. So with Matip potentially going in the summer, it would be good if we did get another centre-half in, and it is potentially Jonathan Tarr who will be coming to Liverpool. West Ham United are known to be admirers of Tarr to replace Craig Dawson. They could make a move for the German, who was allowed, Craig Dawson scored against us the other week, guys. He was allowed to leave to go to Wolves, obviously, in the January transfer window, so they're looking to also strengthen West Ham. So we would be in quite a race to sign him in terms of, a battle with some of the teams. He's a good centre-half, done it for a couple of years now. He's got the senior appearances. So, yeah, that is a little bit of transfer news on Jonathan Tarr and potentially coming to Liverpool. But obviously, Newcastle United and West Ham are also admirers of him. So, yeah, that is the update on a potential centre-half for Liverpool. Moving on then to a midfielder, one that we all would love to play for Liverpool. You're probably sick and tired of hearing of, to be honest. But it has came out that Bellingham has apparently rejected a move to Chelsea. This is according to Christian Falk in his exclusive with Court Offside column. The Bundesliga journalist explained that Liverpool seemingly remain the main contenders for Jude Bellingham's signature. Bellingham is likely to be a man in demand this summer, obviously, because he's brilliant. He's going to be the next generation if you sign him now. I mean, I think he's 19 at the moment. He's literally your midfield for at least 10 years here, and he is brilliant. I think he could be generational, so it is really important that Liverpool do get him, especially after all the noise that we've created over Jude Bellingham. We really can't miss out on that. It'd look really bad if we did. But Falk has suggested that the 19-year-old won't necessarily be in a hurry to leave the Bundesliga side, Borussia Dortmund. Clearly, Bellingham won't just join anyone, with Falk stating that he considered Chelsea but didn't seem convinced by their plan at the club right now. And to be perfectly honest with you, I don't blame him. Look how much they've spent, 323, I think it was, in January. They've signed players who I'm not too sure fits Graham Potter's style of play. Graham Potter probably won't be there, you know, by the end of the season if they don't make top four. You just never know with Chelsea. It is one of the mad clubs where it feels like you could have a new manager any time they go on a bad run of form. And therefore, why would Jude Bellingham want to come into that? He obviously, he seems like a really humble and down-to-earth lad. And I can only, you know, assume that he'd want a manager to put his arm around him and them to build something together, you know, develop together. And I don't think you're going to get that with a manager at Chelsea with the way they obviously operate. Falk carried on to say, while he might even wait to join Liverpool, obviously because of poor Champions League, if we don't win it at this point, I don't think we're getting into top four, because I don't see us winning top four. So we literally need to win a Champions League to get Champions League football next season. That looks like the only way at the moment. Maybe Liverpool have this unbelievable run of form, but I don't see it coming, sadly. So Jude Bellingham could actually wait for us. Who knows, though? He is a guy in demand. If Real Madrid was knocking at your door, you just never, never know. He goes on to say that Bellingham could have been ideal for Chelsea, but obviously they did sign a certain guy called Enzo Fernandez, who had an unbelievable World Cup. It was a lot of money. I think it was 106 mil that he cost Chelsea in January. So they'll probably be happy with him, won't they? It's one of them. I mean, he's also a young, unbelievable footballer who will probably be their midfielder for, you know, the next 10 years. So yeah, please stay away from Bellingham, Chelsea. But to round us off, the last point, is a superstar, or, well, he was a superstar a couple of years ago. He took over a famous number 10 shirt, and that is Ansu Fati, number 10 for Barcelona. I think recently he did like his ACL or something. He had a really bad injury, I remember that, and he kind of fell off the face of the earth for a little while. But Fabrizio Romano is reporting that Premier League clubs are tracking Ansu Fati's situation for next summer. The potential people who are looking at him and keeping an eye on him are Manchester United, Arsenal and Liverpool, who are all very well informed and obviously have been in contact and keep looking at the situation over there. It is supposedly said that Bayern are currently not working on any deal for Ansu Fati, but Barcelona insist they want to keep him. So the second half of this season will be crucial. I think he'll have to play some kind of part. At the moment, from recent Barcelona games that I've watched, I haven't actually seen him feature in a lot of them. Maybe off the bench, but that is it. And you know, for the lad who's being handed the number 10 shirt after Messi, not just have you got a lot of, you know, shoes to fill, but you also expect to play week in, week out. You don't get the number 10 shirt at Barcelona to not play week in, week out. So it'd be interesting to see where Ansu Fati ends up. He is a Barca lad. He's obviously from Spain. So maybe staying close to home, maybe him staying at Barca might be really important for him. But Liverpool do have kept an eye on him so far and will be keeping an eye on him in the second half of the season. It is very weird though, because we've got how many attackers? I'm not too sure we need another one when they're all fit, especially. But I'm Sam, we're getting a little bit excited over potentially having Ansu Fati, who is obviously another youngster who could very well be a superstar. I was going to say hopefully be a superstar, but to be perfectly honest, if he's not playing for Liverpool, then, you know, I'm not that bothered. He could be world class, but if you don't play for Liverpool, I don't want you to be world class, because if you come up against us and you're world class, it's not great. It's not going to, you know, go well with us. But yeah, that has been this bite-sized show. Hope you all have a boss weekend and enjoy the derby Monday night if you can. It's not going to be an easy one, that's for sure. It's quite... it's one that I'm really not looking forward to be perfectly honest. But don't worry, you've got your entire Saturday and Sunday to enjoy, because Liverpool don't play and therefore they can't disappoint you. They can't ruin your weekend. At least it is a Monday night kickoff. However, you could potentially have your entire week ruined next week. But hopefully not. Hopefully the Reds do win the Merseyside derby. But at this point, whatever you do, Liverpool, just do not lose it. Thank you very much. But yeah, that has been this show. Nice one for listening. Up the Reds.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.